Readings for Satsang this morning are from Nirvana, The Last Nightmare, by Bhagwan Sri Rajneesh. Muzo, the national teacher and one of the most illustrious masters of his day, left the capital in the company of a disciple for a distant province. On reaching the Tenryu River, they had to wait for an hour before they could board the ferry. Just as the ferry was about to leave, a drunken samurai ran up and jumped into the packed boat, nearly swamping it. He tottered wildly as the small craft made its way across the river. The ferryman, fearing for the safety of his passengers, begged him to stand quietly. "We're like sardines in here," said the samurai gruffly. Then, pointing to the Muzo, "Why not toss out the bonsai?" "Please be patient," Muzo said. "We'll reach the other side soon."
"What?"
bawled the samurai. "Me be patient? Listen here, if you don't jump off this thing, I swear I'll drown you." The master's calm so infuriated the samurai that he struck Muzo's head with his iron fan, drawing blood. Muzo's disciple had had enough by this time, and as he was a powerful man, wanted to challenge the samurai. "I can't permit him to go on living after this," he said. "Why get so worked up over a trifle?" Muzo said with a smile. "It's exactly in matters of this kind that the bonsai's training proves itself. Patience, you must remember, is more than just a word." Then he recited an extempore waka. "The beater and the beaten, mere players of a game, ephemeral as a dream." When the boat reached the shore, and Muzo and his disciple alighted, the samurai ran up and prostrated himself at the master's feet. Then and there he became a disciple. The story is beautiful. The more you are after power, the more you are unconscious, because only unconsciousness can seek power. Consciousness lives life. If politicians were allowed, then they would like religious people not to be on the earth at all. They would kill them. They would toss them out of the boat, because the only danger for the politician is the religious consciousness. The more people become religious, the more politics loses luster. The politician is after power, and the religious man is not after anything. The religious man wants to live here now, and the politician is always preparing for some future, future which never comes. All political revolutions have failed utterly, because you go on sacrificing the present for the future. And if the present is destroyed, from where is the future to come? A beautiful future can be born only if the present is lived beautifully. Politicians are always against religious people. If they are not, that simply means religious people are not religious people. They are also playing politics in the name of religion. Christianity, Islam, Hinduism, all politics in the name of religion. A really religious person wants to live here now. He is not worried about the future. He's not trying to bring any revolution in the world, because he knows there is only one life, and there is only one revolution, and there is only one radical transformation. And that is one's own being. He wants to love, he wants to live, he wants to pray, he wants to meditate, He wants to be left alone. And the whole politics is nothing but interfering in others' lives. The bonsai simply says, please be patient. The other shore is not very far away. It is a very symbolic sentence. A religious person remains patient because he sees, he continuously understands that this life is not worth being impatient about. The other shore is continuously coming close. This is the whole attitude of a religious person. He is not worried about trivia. Somebody has insulted him. It does not matter. A person who is living his life totally is so happy with it, he is not disturbed. Whatsoever happens on the periphery makes no difference to the center. He remains the center of the cyclone. A politician, a power-oriented person, cannot be patient. You cannot think of Lenin or Hitler meditating. The more impatient he is, the more possibility of succeeding in the world of power and politics. Only a religious person can be patient because he has come to know the quality of eternity. Paradoxically, the religious person knows that this life is going to end. But underneath this life, there is a life which never ends. Paradoxically, he knows this time is going to end in death, but hidden beneath this time is eternity. If you enter life, you enter eternity. If you remain on the surface, you remain in time. Time is impatience. Christians are more impatient than Hindus because Christians don't have any idea of rebirth. Only this life, such a small life, one becomes impatient. How to live more in such a small time? The only way the West has found is to go on increasing speed. This too great a hankering for speed is part of impatience. You can save time, but then you don't know what to do with that time. You use it in saving more time, and this goes on and on. Impatience is a feverish way of living. One should relax. Once you relax, the time disappears. And eternity reveals to you its own nature. If you live on the surface, you will remain impatient. If you enter deeper into the stream, you will come to feel that this life is not all and the periphery is not the total. And the waves belong to the ocean, but the ocean itself is not only the waves. Hidden just underneath the waves of time is the ocean of eternity. A religious person can be patient, can be infinitely patient, because he knows nothing begins and nothing ends. And it happens, if the master had been angry, the samurai could have understood the language, his own language. But because the master remained silent, not only silent, absolutely patient, this infuriated him very much. A religious person, when he is insulted, takes it easily, as if nothing has happened. That drives the other person almost mad. His very presence infuriates the politician. That's how they crucified Jesus. The priests, the politicians, the power-addicted people, they could not tolerate this humble and simple man. He was not doing any harm to them. In fact, he was teaching people harmless things. He was teaching them to become innocent like children. He was teaching them, "Blessed are the meek." But they became infuriated. They had to kill him because his very presence became very humiliating to them. Such a tower, such a peak, a pinnacle of love, compassion, humbleness. They could not tolerate him.